So how's everyone doing this morning? It's good. I see some bright smiling faces. It's nice to see every morning. Well, good morning and welcome to Gifts of the Spirit Ministries Fellowship. Hope all is well with everyone. And we hope that you got to at least enjoy a little bit of the Iowa State Fair. I know some people don't go, some do. You still have time today if you still want to. Everything's half off. Might get a good deal. I know yesterday we were getting our groceries at Grimes at the Walmart, and I ran into Mikey and Lisa. They're doing really good. They look good. They were very happy, and they said that today they're going for their third time. I'm like, okay, that's way too many days for the fair for me, but they went with, Mikey gets tickets through his work, so they took their granddaughter and daughter-in-law and son. So they had fun, and then they just like to do fun things. So I think it's something simple that's in town that they enjoy. And Mikey's collecting cars, like little toy cars. So he showed me his collection, and he's all excited about it. So they were there to see if they could buy some cars. And so it was fun to see them. Eric and Brendan didn't, because I was actually running to the front to get a cart because I pulled one of my hamstrings on Friday. So I was in a little bit of pain, and the cart was not helping. I'm like, I'm just going to go get something so I can relax it for a while, so hopefully the pain will go away. Not of enjoyable pain there. But as Debbie had said, Eric and I went Friday to the fair. We spent 5 hours there. It was hot. If you can't handle heat, don't go to the fair. I was like sitting there, and I'm like, okay. At first, it said it was going to be 88 degrees. Not a problem. I'm in Iowa, and 88 degrees is perfect. Then I was with my mom on Thursday, and it said 92 with a heat index of 102, and I'm thinking, no, Lord, that's not right. It's going to be cool. And then it kept saying, oh, it's going to get hot, and I'm like, okay, fine. Lord, if it doesn't get cool, there better be a breeze. I'm like, there's got to be a breeze, or I'm not going to make it. And I was out Thursday, and I checked because it was really windy Thursday. It said 10. I'm like, 10 miles per hour, let's go for it, and it was. Now, if you were ever around a building, you didn't get the breeze. But once you got out, it helped me because we went up the hill, and I had some issues. And it got really hot for me, but we had the wind. So God was helping me. I'm like, God, I'm going to do this. I haven't done this in a while. I know my body is not wanting to work with me, but it's going to work. We're going to do this because Eric and I haven't been to the fair, just the two of us, in years. So we were going to do what we wanted to do, and I was going to get it done, and I got it done. Well, it took a little bit. And then our famous thing is I always like to get the pineapple whip. My mother got me addicted to those things. They're awesome. They're perfect for a hot day. The day I go there is the day it's just junk. They put it in a cone because he put it in a cup, and I knew it was hot. But normally it's frozen enough, it'll stick. I went to go lick it, and it went all down my shirt. On the stroller that I had borrowed from the church, which I did clean that up, because I figured that would help. That helped my hips and my back this year, because one year I went and my hip went out. It was weird. So we had to get a cart, and I wasn't going to do that. I wanted to walk. I wanted the exercise. This body is going to start straightening up with me. So I was just like... So, and then we go, and Eric's asking the lady, can you make her another one? It went all over her. She goes, well, you want another one? I'm like, yeah, I paid you $5 for this. I think I should get another one. So they made another one. He goes, just put it in a cup. And I'm sitting there eating it, and, you know, sugar and heat, I've learned, does not work. But I wanted one so bad. And I'm like, okay, I don't taste the pineapple. This is cooling me off, but that's about it. So I was really disappointed. Then we were going to get a funnel cake, and I'm like, no. If I get a funnel cake in this heat, I'm not going to make it. Too much sugar and heat. No, I'm not going to do it. But by the time I went to bed that night, I made over 12,000 steps. So I haven't done that in a long time, so I'm very proud of myself that I made that. Yesterday was hard. Had some muscle aches, but that's okay. I'm like, I made it. That was a goal I was doing, and I finished one of my goals. So... But I was excited, and we had a lot of fun. So today I'm going to be talking about words, actions, and deeds. And this has been on my head for a while, And I'm thinking, you know, a lot of people, you know, what words actually come out of our mouth? Sometimes I'll say it and I'll be like, why did I say that? Like, I know Apostle would be like, I'm so lucky, and Karen's back there, no, you're blessed. So that's something we have to realize, that, you know, because I'll say something and I'm like, why is my mouth working faster than my brain? So here lately, if you see my kind of quiet, and I'm like, I've got to think about what I say first because I don't want it to come out wrong. Or I could say something like, I don't need help today, but the way it came out of me was fine, but the way you understood it was wrong, and it offended. And it's so simple with our words to do that. And then our actions. Most people don't know body language. I mean, you could sit here and go, and that could offend somebody. It's interesting on that. And then the deeds, what we do every day. So first, we're going to start with the words. And in the, now it doesn't want to work. This thing doesn't get used very often. There we go. So I went back to the Webster's Dictionary of 1828, which I do thank Chris for bringing that to our attention. That was really awesome. And the word is a noun. It's an articulate or vocal sound, or a combination of articulate and vocal sounds uttered by the human voice by custom, expressing an idea or ideas. A single component part of the human speech or language. Thus, in an English, is a word, but few words consist of only one letter. I took a lot of that out because he does talk a lot about that. He's a very knowledgeable man. But the one part I did like, it said, the scripture, divine revelation, or any part of it. This is called the word of God. And there was another one in there that said Christ. And it said John 1:1. So I looked it up. You might have to do this for me. It says John 1:1. This is all New Living Testament. In the beginning, the word already existed. The word was God. And the word was with God, and the word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The word of life gave everything life to everything that was created. Sorry. The word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. I read that and I thought, man, that is so awesome. What an awesome scripture. The word gave life to everything that was created. Everything. Can you believe that? Because it said in the beginning, God spoke light, there was light. If we can, you know, something so simple, get it into our heads to realize that whatever we do has already had life to it. And when we speak, we make that life even more. Because what we speak is law. So here's a question for you. What are you speaking over your life? Your spouse, boyfriend / girlfriend, friends, parents, siblings, relatives, coworkers, ex-coworkers, bosses, anyone you come in contact with, no matter how. And I started to think about it, and I wasn't thinking about ex-coworkers, but I put ex-coworkers in there because, you know, I've had ex-coworkers, and I know some coworkers I worked with at the time didn't like me very much, which I think is kind of interesting, but I kind of figured out it's my apostle gifting. They don't like that. They get real close to you, and they live on you, and they want you all the time, and then all of a sudden you're just trash the next day. I had two of them that I worked with when I worked at FDI. I pray for them every day because I don't know what else to do, so... But I pray for them that they'll change and that they'll realize what they're doing is not right, because I found out after I left, they started doing it to somebody else. And it's like, you know, it's just a vicious cycle that somebody's got to break. So I'm praying God will get into their lives and break that for them. But when Eric and I were at the fair yesterday, I was listening to the words people were saying. You know, when you walk, sometimes you just want to listen and hear. And when we were on, you know, when we first got in, it was great. It was probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock when we got there. So, you know, a lot of the younger crowd hadn't gotten there yet. Some of the older crowd was about ready to go home because they were exhausted. So I didn't hear a lot of complaining. Everybody was having a great old time. They were with their friends, family, significant other, whoever they were with. They were just having a good old time, you know. When you got into the places that had air conditioning, it was really tight because everybody was wanting to cool down. But as soon as we were up on the top, because we decided to get up the hills first, so I'd have enough energy. Once we got down, we'd be fine on the flat part. Once we got down, like, the concourse area and stuff, I kept hearing the F-bomb this, F-bomb that, and all this other stuff, and I'm thinking, man, do these people even know what they're saying? Do they really understand? And when I made this, I wasn't even thinking of all this stuff, but at the fair, it just all kind of came to me since it was asked on Thursday. So this kind of, I thought it was kind of neat how all this came together. But I mean, and they were very rude, like, in the beginning. People saw that I had a stroller. Some people were looking at me weird, that I had a stroller with a cooler in it. But it really helped me. I didn't care what they think. They don't know anything about me, unless they're going to sit and ask. And some people thought we had a baby missing out of that, and I said no. We have a wagon, but it doesn't have a way you can push it. You have to pull it. So people were kind of looking at us, and then some people would hold up the door for you. Other people wouldn't. I had one person slam the door in my face. I'm thinking, man, people, this isn't right. I mean, you're part of the human race, so am I. But I also knew God was with us, and it didn't bother me. I'm just thinking, Lord, these people need some help. What can we do to help these people? Because they got to realize that, you know, they're treating me. If they treat me like this or they treat you like this, they're treating themselves like that too, and they don't realize. Because whatever I do to you, I'm doing to everybody else, and I'm also doing it back to me. Because we're all one. So I went to, if you want to go to the next one, it's Matthew 5:11-12. It says, God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be glad, very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were prosecuted in the same way. So even though those people were slamming doors in my face and using the F-bomb and all that, you know, I wasn't happy about what they were saying because I know they were hurting. But we're going to get mocked and persecuted anyway. We know it. But we still have to know that God is with us and that we pray for them and, you know, do something special for them. Because I do know that when we were there, you know, people would open the door for me. But then I noticed they'd open doors for other people. And that's going to be part of in my deeds section. But another thing that happened is I drank a lot of water at the fair to keep me hydrated. I actually got there and I had to have a strawberry smoothie. They have the best strawberry smoothies. And I regretted that. Sugar trying to get up a hill didn't work. That's, I think, where part of my problem was the first time. But finally, we got almost done, and I'm like, okay, I better go to the restroom because I can feel it. I thought I'd sweat it all out, but it didn't happen. So I went to use the one at the Varied Industries building because I do not do porta potties. I was in a porta potty one time when I was younger, and everybody was drinking, and the smell just, I can't do it. That is just nasty. So I'm like, I will wait until I get to a building that actually has a bathroom. And I did, and it was busy as usual. It wasn't that busy. I've seen the line like 30 women back before you can even get in. This was only about 4 or 5. And so I was waiting, and like 5 of them all came out at once, and I went towards the back because it had handles, which helped. And when I came out, there was this very thin-looking lady, about Karen's size, I'd say. And she just kind of looked at me. Because, you know, at this time, I already have the ice cream on my shirt. You can tell something got spilt. You just can't tell what. Thankfully, the bees stayed away from me because I figured they'd come with all that sugar on my shirt. But she saw me, and I walked out, and I was just smiling. You know, I'm thinking, I'm relieved. I'm going to go wash my hands, go finish this trip. My feet at that time were starting to go okay. You know, it'd already been about 3.5, 4. It's starting to get time to go. But she looked at me. And then about 4 stalls, because I was all the way in the back, 4 stalls, this lady comes out and she goes, I'm going to use your restroom. She just, I mean, literally almost knocked this lady to get into that restroom because she didn't want to use it after me. And I'm thinking, okay, I told that Derek, and he goes, I thought the people shaming thing was over. So did I. But, you know, it didn't hurt me. I'm just sitting there thinking, why? My brain is just, it can't wrap around this for some reason. Because I hear I'm smiling, I'm happy. I don't look dirty. I'm sweaty. Of course, everybody else in the place is sweaty. I just have this, I don't know if it was a thing on my shirt, my weight, what. I'm thinking, lady, you don't know my life. I don't know your life. I'm not going to say anything. I just couldn't believe it. But I was looking up, and let's see here. I found Matthew 5:11-12. I said, this is so important because I didn't get mad at her. I just got taken back about it, but I smiled and I walked on. The one before. Yeah. You know, be happy about it. Be very glad. You know, she doesn't know me. I don't know her from Adam. But the way she acted was just like, what? But people are like that out there. But you know what? Just, again, Lord, help her. It's all you can do. And just, you know, that pray that God will send an angel to her or somebody and start witnessing to her and working with her. So the next one, here's another great scripture to go with this, is Ephesians 4:2-3, which we should always all know. Always be humble and gentle, be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourself together with peace. That's a scripture we've heard over and over and over, and I think we're going to keep hearing it over and over and over until we really get it, because that is a good scripture. And later on, I've actually found another one that's exactly the same. I think it's in Colossians, but it'll be in here. So I have another question for you. I like questions. How much love do you have for others? And what is coming out of your mouth? She didn't have much love for me. She walked in there, I'm taking this stall. Okay. I'm thinking, man, if you really got to go, who cares? It's a bathroom. I know how to clean up, you know. I know sometimes you walk in after people and it's like, they didn't clean up very well, but you know what? You got to go. Those little commercials, you know, got to go right now, got to go. But that's okay. You got to love them for their faults because of your love. And I didn't get mad at her. I didn't even get upset with Eric. I'm just like, just dumbfounded almost. I still am. It's like, man, here I am, you know, I'm just smiling and happy, and she's just the way she acted. It really got to me. I mean, you can tell it's still getting to me. And I'm still praying for her because I believe one day something's going to change in her life and she's going to understand what happened and things will change. But here are some scriptures that I found about words. There you go. Proverbs 18:21. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who walk to talk will reap the consequences. Interesting one. Next one is Proverbs 15:4. Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Which we all know that. That is a very hard one. And Proverbs 21:23. Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you will stay out of trouble. That one, I've learned. And sometimes I know even Eric will say it too, or we'll be talking, and it's just like, your mouth shuts up, and you can't say anything. The Holy Spirit's going, nope. And if it wasn't for his, you know, you would think, oh, I said that. And then you're like, Lord, forgive me, and that's not what I meant to say. And the next one is Proverbs 3:10. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. It is time to start before, or it's time to think. See, again, speak for. It's time to think before we speak, especially right now with time being so short. And speak the word of God more into our lives and others every day. Don't let Satan win with our words. Satan's won so many times, it's time for him to just, like that song said, you know, demonic forces bow, Satan, your time is up. It's when we need to really start opening and using our authority that we have. So now we're going to talk, if you go into the Bible and you look up words, you'll find a lot of scriptures. I think I had like 50 scriptures I had to pick from. So there's a lot in there between words, actions, and deeds. So the next one, we're going to be talking about actions, which action is a noun. It's literally a driving, hence the state of acting or moving, exertion of power or force, as when one body acts on another, or action is the effect of power exerted on one body by another, motion produced. And another one is an act or a thing done, a deed. The Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him our actions are weighed. And that's 1 Samuel 2:3. Next one, yeah. And it says, stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. I never thought that God would ever judge me for what I did until Apostle Keith and others started to talk about it. And how Apostle Keith has also talked about how we have a book written in heaven and everything we do is written in it. Think of what your book may look like. Now, if you've done something and you have repented for it, it is washed clean, as far as I understand. It is washed with his blood. But if there's anything you have done that you have not repented for, it'll be in that book. It's kind of an interesting thing to think about, going, what have I done that could be a part of this? But, you know, if you ask God, he'll show you. He's always there. He wants to show you. He wants you to be up there in heaven. He doesn't want you in hell. That is not where he wants you to go. So what actions have you done lately? Have they been good? Have they been bad? And in Proverbs, I found a lot in Proverbs 12, 17 through 18. An honest witness tells the truth. A false witness tells lies. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. And in Proverbs 12, 14, wise words bring many benefits, and hard work brings rewards. And then Proverbs 13, 20, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. I'd rather be with the wise. Ephesians 4, 21 through 24. Since you've heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupt by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Did you know that body language is also an action? Which I said that earlier. Most of you know. But I mean, even if you're, hey, my God is so awesome. Did you know he's so awesome? You're not smiling, but you're like, hey, God is great. Did you see what he did for me today? There's a difference. I mean, even just talking and saying, I love you. Yeah. It's like, man, how much work did you have to put into that? I love you. It should be, I love you. So excited. I mean, I never thought about that. But I mean, you could be talking to somebody going, well, did you know that I told you about this last week, Rebecca? Come on, don't you remember? But see, she's not going to get it because I'm looking at the screen. I'm not looking at her. I've learned that, and I think people get a little nuts when I do that because I'll watch at them. I'll stare at them when they're talking to me, and they'll be kind of going, looking around, and then they look back at me, and they see I'm still staring. I've watched people's eyes when they do that. I think it's kind of funny because they're not used to that eye contact, but that's the way I was raised. Eye contact in school, eye contact. If you don't have that eye contact, people don't know what you're doing. I mean, you know, that's why when we've gone to these computers and stuff, you know, you see, like, part of the head, but you don't see the head that you really need to see, and you don't see what they're doing in the background, so they could be going, oh, got to pet the kitty while we're locking you. You know, you don't know what's going on. That body language is very important in the actions. And you don't want to walk up and look like a brick when you're trying to talk about God or, you know, how things going, you know. Now, if you're tired, it's different. People can tell you're tired. But that's one big thing, is body language. It's like when I saw the lady in the restroom at the fair. Her body language screamed to me to stay away because I didn't fit in her world. It wasn't God's world. It was her world I didn't fit in. You know, when you are out, do you pay attention to your body language? I know I always don't. I need to. Because body is very important. Somebody can take you seriously. Some people might not. And I'm going a little quick because I have a couple videos that I know that take about 20 minutes. So, but last but not least, we're going to talk about deeds. Deed is a noun, that which is done, acted or effected, an act, a fact, a word of extensive application in doing whatever is done, including whatever is done, good or bad, great or small. And I found James 2, 14 through 17. This is perfect. Faith without good deeds is dead. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but you don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye, have a good day. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? See, your faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. That one hit me. Yeah. I don't know why, but that one just, it hit me reading it again. It's just like, whoa, you know? Because it's just like with Jesus. You fed me, you clothed me, you did all this, but then you didn't feed me, you didn't clothe me, you didn't. It's just doing unto him is doing unto the least of these. So whatever we do to somebody else, we're doing to God. We're also doing it to ourselves. So if we get mad at somebody, we're doing it to God and ourselves. To really get that understanding, it's hard. To really understand it. And I'm starting to get that understanding that whatever I do to Eric or anybody here, I'm doing it to myself and God. Because we're all one. That's a hard one to figure out. Deeds are what we do for others. I know you have heard people say, I have done my good deed for the day. I did that all the time. Let somebody come in. I've done my good deed for the day. Open up a door. I've done my good deed for the day. But in a good deed could be opening the door, letting someone pull in front of you, just saying hi with a smile. We never know how a good deed could change someone's day. And then they could go and do a good deed for someone else. Just, I only say that once. I need to say that like 20,000 times a day. I've done my good deed for the day, you know? I've done a good deed. Because once you say it, then you get it in your body and your spirit and your mind. And you're like, I got to do more good deeds. Just little things. It's just like we were coming back from the fair on the bus. We went and parked at the Capitol and came down because they said there was a whole bunch of construction. I'm like, construction and me and the Iowa State Fair? I don't think so. We're going to park and ride. And there was this gentleman, and there was three seats, and he took up two. He was a pretty big guy, and he had a walker like Apostle Keith does. And he was on the two, and there was just one little spot, and we had that stroller. And he goes, well, put it up on this top place, because we had just walked on. We were the last ones on the bus. Eric was going to stand. I was going to stand. I don't like standing on the bus, let alone being on a ship, standing up when the waves are, woo, you know, I haven't figured all that out yet. And Eric doesn't mind, and he was nice enough. He had a new bag that he got, his old bag that we bought at the fair last year, ripped and everything, and we were blessed they gave him a new bag because they do, you know, 100% on their work. We weren't expecting a new bag. We were just waiting to talk to somebody to get it fixed, and they just gave him a new bag. So he's got the new bag, all the stuff we got from the fair, including our cooler, while the stroller is sitting up on top, a little area where you can put bags and things. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to stand. I don't like standing on a bus, but I'll do it anyway. And this gentleman goes, just didn't really speak much, but he said, here, you know, have a seat. So I sat down. He didn't talk much. He just kind of sat there. You know, I'm thinking, I could have done more. I was exhausted, I will admit. You know, I could have talked to this gentleman and But he made my day. That was a deed that he did for me where I was able to sit down. And then before we left, I turned to him and I said, thank you so much for letting me sit here. He had the biggest smile on his face. It just melted my heart to let him know that. And he came out. He was the last one off the bus. And he kind of went around us because we were trying to get the stroller back open and put all that stuff so we didn't have to carry it all the way to the car. Because we're the Capitol's here, we're here, and we're on the other side of Grand. It was kind of a far walk. But he went by, and he just smiled again, and then he kind of went to where one of the areas is to go into the Capitol, and it looked like he just sat there like somebody was going to pick him up. He's just smiling and having, it's just like he had a really good day. So, and that really just touched my heart that he let me sit there. Because most people would be like, you can't sit here. This isn't a seat you can have. A lot of people are like that. So that was just a very good deed that somebody did for me yesterday. So, okay, yeah. Now I'm going to play two short videos, and they're from Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. I don't know if anybody's ever seen those. I know we were a part of it. He was actually in one of them that I'm actually going to show. And it's going along with what I'm talking about, word, actions, and deeds. One video is about a family that goes to a church, and then there's another family with a father and son, which he did play the father. So you'll get to see the one that he played. I mean, every time I watch that, I always think about him having that part, and it just tears me to part because I know that there are families that are going through what is in this skit. I know he would never have that happen because I wouldn't be happy if he went to hell because the dad does go to hell. But it tears me apart every time I watch it because I cry because I know there's families out there that have this issue. And then the second one is about two construction workers who one is not saved and the other is saved. These guys are hysterical. I don't know what church they're from. I just found it on YouTube. And I felt when I was thinking about this a couple weeks ago, I felt to play those two. Because word, actions, and deeds, sometimes you have to see it. And I was going to have a little skip, but I didn't have time, but I kept feeling this. So I'm going to have Eric play those two, and then we'll come back, and I've got a couple more scriptures to go with it.
Yep. You are not, Julie.
Come on, Julie, buckle up. Well, dear, what's for lunch today?
Oh, honey, I was so busy this morning, I forgot to put the meat in the oven. You know how Sundays are around our place.
Well, I guess we'll go out for lunch today.
Yes!
Where you want to go, kids?
McDonald's.
Burger King.
McDonald's.
Burger King.
McDonald's.
Burger King.
McDonald's.
Burger King.
Hold it.
McDonald's.
Burger King.
McDonald's.
Hold it! That settles it. We're going to Ryan's Steakhouse.
Aw, Dad!
Yep. Hey, wasn't that a good service this morning, dear?
It sure was, honey, but I caught myself thinking about our little Sarah. And how much I missed her. I don't know if I'll get over the accident that took her life.
I know how much it hurts, honey. Well, I remember when she used to run out to the car when I came home from work. And she'd throw her arms around me and she'd tell me how much she loved me. And I'd give her a big squeeze. But those are good memories. Those are memories we'll always have. Julie, how many were in Sunday school today?
There were close to 100 kids, Dad. Our room was just packed.
Dad?
Yes, Chris?
Thank you for going to the altar with me this morning. I feel so good since I asked Jesus into my heart.
Oh, Chris, I am so proud of you. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to go forward and give your life to Christ.
Mom, did Sarah give her life to Christ before she died?
She sure did, Chris. And I'm so proud of both you kids. Your dad and I love you so much. And Chris, now that you've asked Jesus into your heart, we're a complete Christian family.
game yesterday. I tell you what, you get 20 points in today's game, I'll give you $20. How's that sound?
Great. Man, I bet I could get 5 baskets in the free.
That's right. Hey, chip off the old block, huh? Hey, son, what'd you think about today's service, huh?
I really enjoyed it, Dad. In fact, I even wanted to go down forward and give my life to Christ. But, Dad, I've noticed you've never given your life to Christ.
Son, listen. You got plenty of time for that sort of thing. Besides, your mom, she goes to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. I think she's got enough religion for all of us.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Religion is more for old people and girls and that.
Well, listen, I wouldn't say that, but look at me. If I had spent all of my time in church instead of working, hey, we wouldn't have this nice new car or that big house we live in.
Yeah, that expensive gift you bought last week.
Hey, man, you got the idea. Oh, it was these hands that got us these things. It wasn't religion.
Yeah, Dad, I guess you're right. And you know what? When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
All right.
Chris, come here. You're never gonna believe this.
Whoa! Look at all the angels. Mom, Dad, come here. Quick, hurry.
Oh! Oh, my God!
Look!
This is heaven! This is what we live for, honey! It's so wonderful! Life that has all the names of everyone who's given their life to Christ.
Dad, my name is Nathan.
Oh, Chris, you remember this morning when you went forward and gave your life to Christ and you asked him to come into your heart? Well, because you did that, your name's written in that book.
Son, this looks like heaven.
Oh, you mean that place Mom's always talking about?
Yes.
What are you looking so worried, Dad? This place is incredible.
Oh, son, I've made a terrible, terrible mistake.
What do you mean?
You see that angel up there with the book? That book has the names of everybody that's given their lives to Christ. We've never given our lives to Christ, and our names won't be up there.
But wait a minute, Dad, you said I had plenty of time. I believed you.
Son, I'm sorry. I'm not so sure if my name will be there, but maybe your name will be there. I'll ask. Angel, I know that my name probably won't be in that book. But my son,
Surely my son's name will be in that book. He's just a boy, and he was just trying to be like me.
I was just trying to be like my dad.
Angel, don't let him suffer for my mistakes. Please look in that book. His name has to be in that book. He's just a boy. Don't make him suffer for my mistakes.
By this wall you've been working on.
Good idea.
Right.
Come on, buddy.
Over here.
Woo!
Nice wall.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, let me tell you something. My wife loves me.
That's good.
Man, every day is like a treasure hunt. She is always full of surprises.
That's a surprise, man. It's lunchbox.
You done now?
Sorry.
Let's see what she got, man. Let's take a look. Oh, what do we got here? We got us a little bit of peanut butter, and what is that? Oh, ketchup!
What?
Man, there's got to be something else in there.
I thought you said that she loved you. Peanut butter and ketchup.
Oh, no. You know what this means?
No.
Oh, man.
What?
She's pregnant!
Again? That means I make, five?
I don't know. No? I just pat them on the head as they go out the door in the morning.
Yeah? That would work. Hey, listen, Butch. I know my wife loved me. And I'll, share my lunch with you, all right?
All right, way to go. Come on, Petey. What you got, buddy?
Got in here. Oh, man!
What is that smell?
Oh.
Woo!
You think your lunch is bad?
Huh?
You remember what I was telling you about last night's supper?
Yeah?
It's back.
Ooh.
Liver and Limburger cheese.
Oh, man, that's nasty. Get down!
Now get that out of here! Oh! But...
Woo! Woo! Is...
Well... So much for lunch.
Whew, I know what you mean.
Hey, Butch, give any more thought about what we were talking about the other day?
You mean that Christianity stuff?
Yeah.
Giving your life to Christ?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Well, I thought about it. But, you know, it seems too simple, childlike.
Hey, I know what you're talking about, but the Bible says that unless you become like a child in your faith, you cannot see the kingdom of God. We've got a few moments left here on lunch. Why don't you consider giving your life to Christ?
Right here?
Yeah.
In front of all the guys?
Sure.
Hey, come on, man. I got a reputation, man.
Hey, I know where you're coming from, Butch. And let me tell you a little bit about myself. I used to think I had a lot of living to do. Now, I was drinking and fooling around. You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we drink our whole paychecks away.
That's right.
But after, I feel so empty inside. One day, a friend invited me to church. The preacher there was preaching a message about God's love. I realized I needed Jesus to forgive him my sins. I got the courage. I went down to that altar. And I gave my life to Jesus. Right then, Jesus forgave me and changed my life. Totally. I've been changed.
You know, you are different, Pete.
Yeah.
Man, I remember those days when we go out drinking and partying, man.
I remember that.
But now, man, when we come in on Monday morning, we're all hungover and miserable. There you are with that smile. Yeah, that one, right there. I can't stand that smile on Monday.
Sorry.
And you're telling me it's that Jesus?
That's exactly it, Butch. Jesus has made a difference in my life. I know he can make a difference in your life. Why don't we say that prayer?
I don't know, Pete. I mean, I've been a really rotten person. I don't know if God would accept me.
You know what? If God would accept me, he would for sure accept you.
You got a point there.
Oh. But all you have to do, Butch, is to pray a prayer. Like I said, when I asked Jesus to come into my life, won't you pray with me?
I'll be honest, Pete. I don't know how to pray.
Listen, Butch, that's all right. Now, all you have to do is repeat the words after me. But you got to mean it in your heart.
You know, Pete, man, I've been thinking that I need to do something. I need a change. And,
yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll do it. But listen, you got to help me.
Hey, I'll help you. Just you say the words after me, all right?
All right.
We're going to pray.
Okay.
Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner.
I know that I'm a sinner.
I know that you love me.
I know that you love me.
So Jesus, I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I ask you to forgive me my sins.
I ask you to forgive me of my sins.
Help me to turn from my sin.
Help me turn from my sin.
And make you the Lord of my life.
And make you the Lord of my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Butch.
Whoa.
How do you feel, Butch?
Man, I feel great. Yeah. I feel like it's
going to
kill me. Watch out for the Lord. Man, Pete, when you pray, you bring the house down. Whoa! Oh, man, look at this. Silver, gold, angels. Stay right there. Stay right there. Don't move. Stay right there. Stay right there. Pete, get up, man. Get up, man.
Wow! Yes, we made it, buddy. We made it.
Wait a minute. Where are we?
We got some silver.
Yeah?
I got some gold.
Uh-huh.
We got angels.
Yeah?
We're in heaven.
Heaven already? Wait a minute. Come here. Wait a minute. What's that book up there?
Oh, yeah, that book. That's the book with all the names of those who are going to heaven.
Uh-huh.
My name's in there. I'm going to heaven.
Woo!
Yes, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Listen. What happens if your name's not in that book?
Well, that's simple. You go to hell. But I'm going to heaven. My name's in that book.
Peter, come here. Wait a minute. Is my name in that book? Is my name in that book?
You remember just before your wall fell on us?
Sorry about that, Pete.
It's all right. We prayed that prayer. You remember that?
Yeah.
And you meant that prayer with all of your heart, right?
Oh, yeah.
Guess what?
What?
Your name is in that book, buddy! Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah, we're going to heaven! We're going to heaven! We're going to heaven! Woo! Thank you, Jesus! We're going to heaven!
Woo!
Hey, Angel! Is my name in that book? I'm gonna see Jesus.
Angel! Hey! I'm with him! We came together!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yes, we're going!
We're going to heaven, man!
Yes.
All right! Way to go, baby! Yeah!
Woo!
Oh, you!
Yeah! Woo!
What did he say to do? Oh, angel? My name's Butch. That's B-U, Butch. Look, I need to know if my name's in that book. Now look, just a little while ago, Pete was telling me about Jesus, and he wanted me to pray with him. I knew I needed a change in my life, Angel. I knew I needed Jesus. And I prayed that prayer with him, Angel. And I meant it in my heart. You look and see if my name's in that book, would you please? It's but Pete said it would be there. It's got to be. Listen, if you can't find it, look under the last page, under recent entries. All right? Is it there? It's there. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Jesus. Jesus is there too. Oh, Jesus.
I was thinking about it, that last one. I was thinking it had good words, actions, and deeds. It got someone saved. But what they said is, don't you miss it. We don't want to miss that. But I was also thinking, the Lord was telling me, he said, I had you play that because how excited they are. We need that excitement. If we don't have that excitement, how are we going to get people for Christ? Because they were so excited. I know it's funny. That was the best one I've seen, actually. I thought they overdid it, but it was awesome. They were funny. They were excited. Even when he just gave his life to Christ, he's sitting there going, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They don't know what it's like. But in the first video, the family had good words and actions and deeds. But the second one, the father had bad words, actions, and deeds, which made him lose him and his son. Because a lot of people think, oh, well, she's got enough religion for a lot of us. If you watch the Left Behind movies, they say the same thing. The dad does. Oh, well, your mother has enough religion for all of us. But somebody else's religion isn't going to save you. And I know they say religion. But, you know, being God's children means to love one another as Christ even loved us. Even if they're still in the world. We've all been there. Where they were at. And we're still growing. Don't stop someone just because they're different. So in Galatians 5:13-15, for you have been called to live in my freedom, my brothers and sisters. Don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you're always biting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another. Amen. When I was thinking that, I went back to when Apostle Keith had that love. You go through the NIV, 1 Corinthians 13, I think it's 4 through 8. And it says, you know, do you love yourself? Do you, let's see here, love is patient. Are you patient with yourself? Are you kind with yourself? Do you boast? Do you envy? And I have it actually on my wall in our bedroom. And I look at it every once in a while. And I think to myself, am I patient? Am I kind? Do I boast? Because if we can't love ourselves, we can't love others. And that took me a long time to learn. Once you start loving yourself, you can love others as Christ. Because do you think Christ loves us? I mean, even with that ice cream on my shirt at the fair, I wasn't ashamed. I was a little like, okay, you know, oh, well, it happens. It's like when Apostle Keith took a water bottle and the lid went down the, you know, aisle and nobody looked at him and said, why'd you do that? He just said, Christ still loves me. We're gonna make mistakes. We're human. You know, this stuff doesn't stick with us. It goes away. It's what's in our spirit that stays. And what's in the spirit is what matters. And my last scripture I have is Colossians 3:12 through 17. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourself with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let this message about Christ and all its richness fulfill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you will do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Just like those guys did, he praised him and gave him thanks that he was saved, that he got to go to heaven, not to hell. It's a great scripture for all of us to remember that our words, actions, and deeds matter to God and others in this world. Lord, we want to thank you for today, for this beautiful message that you gave us. Help us where we are at. You are the only ones that know where we are at with our word, actions, and deeds. Help us to remember that everything we do should be for you, not for ourselves, not for anybody else. That our reputation is only a reputation for you. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have given. And everybody at the fair, just bless them. Keep them cool today, Lord, as they have fun out there. Bless our day too today, Lord, as we go out. And keep us cool as we're out enjoying this gorgeous day that you have made. Place a hedge of protection around every one of us so that when we go out, Satan cannot steal anything that was said today. We thank you for your gracious and kindness and mercy and everything that you have done for us. We thank you when you spoke into this world. Everything that you spoke has come to life. So let us remember that when we speak, we're adding life. Let it be life and not death in this world. Help us to love each other as you loved us. We thank you for everything that has happened today, Lord. In your precious name we pray. Amen.